This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
We're back with more Hit and Run with host Chris Ronji on The Score.
Now he whirls and deals the 1-2. Tuchman swings and misses strike three as Horton gets him with a breaking ball. Horton faces home plate, acknowledges the sign from Kelly. Glove in front of the face. Now he works his motion and deals. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with the changeup. Two away.
You gain confidence through this. You believe in your stuff. You know it's good enough. You have outings, whatever, like last 7 to 10 starts, and they're not all... You know, they're not all good, but you take what you need to learn from the ones that aren't so good. And there's stuff you learn from even the ones like tonight. So he continues to do that, and that's what kind of keeps pushing him forward and keeps getting him better.
We're back with more Hit and Run with host Chris Ronji on The Score.
It's been a nice month for Cade Horton pitching for the Cubs. And you heard Craig Counsell talking about him, the Cubs starter. Yesterday with 6 1/3, did not give up a thing, just 4 hits, but no runs, walked a hitter, struck out 3, and today it'll be the finale of the series between the two teams. Cubs and Sox at Rate Field on the south side of Chicago. I'm Chris Ronji, as you heard the guy say, with you today until 12:30. 12:35 is the pregame show. Matt Spiegel has that. That's why I'm sitting in today, so Spiegs can bring you the pre and post. And Zach Zaidman and Ron Coomer are on the call. Here's the phone number to join us. It is 312-644-6767. I would love to hear from you today as we broadcast live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. We're taking calls and texts. Also, the Odyssey app, you can leave voice messages right there. It's super simple. There's a little button that says leave a message. You click it, you record your message, and send it to the show, and maybe you can hear it today. But let's get to a couple of calls, because we have been prompting you to call, and you know, you're doing it, and some people have been on hold, like Tony, who joins the show from Wonder Lake. Hello, Tony. Welcome to The Score. Hello, Tony. Has Tony passed away?
Tony, you there, like, bud?
I think Tony is... Oh, man, he may be asleep. Let's put Tony on hold, just in case he's taking a snooze.
Sure, I'll check back in with him here in a sec.
Yeah, I think he probably needed it. He's been working long hours. Let's go to Ben in Queens. Is this like Queens, New York? Are we, Ben?
But of course. Of course,
what are you,
Ronji?
What are you doing, man?
I'm a regular. Come on, talk to Sean. Listen, let's miss a little, miss a lot, Ronji. I've talked to you before.
Hey, we're not doing that again.
All right. I've been a Cubs fan since Ivan De Jesus led the league in runs scored, and Bill Madlock with those awesome baby blue uniforms rocked the batting title, okay? Now, one thing great I can say about Sox fans, when I lived in Chicago for a decade, all my baseball fans, that is people that I actually talk baseball hardcore with, they were all Sox fans because the Cubs fans, you know, this is the late 90s and early aughts, and Cubs fans were out of their minds, and a lot of them didn't watch baseball, and I just couldn't handle it. So Sox fans, I have to say, if I want to have a real diligent conversation about baseball, I always go to a Sox fan. Okay,
well, there you go. See, that's a nice thing to say. Very good. Thank you, Ben.
Yes. They're not, you know, like the genetically challenged cat-eating hermaphrodites that are some of my family that are Cardinals fans, you know. So you got to treat them well.
Come on. Be nice. You don't have to. I did not say you had to be nice to Cardinals. The Cardinals are Cardinals fans. You're right.
You did not, and I will not. So anyway, okay. Here's my troubling stat for the day, Ranji, and it's troubling me, okay? 1-4 with a run differential of minus 30. That's what the Cubs are throwing out on the past five series openers. They've gone out and laid an egg the past five series openers, and they've had days off. You know, against Boston was okay. But against the Twins, against the Yankees, I was there. I didn't get out of my chair in that 11-0 bloodbath that was against the Yankees. The Cubs are not focusing going into series, and I hope they need to turn this around starting Monday with the Brewers. They can't start a series off, even though they're winning series off. You can't start a series off 0-1. They need to fix this problem. The other thing I have to say, the narrative is the Cubs only have two starting pitchers. I'm sorry. Cade Horton is here. He is here. He has a 1.56 ERA in July, a 1.06 WHIP. He's your number one draft. He's got a wicked four-seam fastball, which I watch it, and nobody else has a fastball like that that cuts like that. So please, I know the Cubs need more pitching. I'm for them getting more pitching, but don't tell me the Cubs don't have three starters, because right now, as of now, and it could break down. I get it. They could break down. But as of now, the Cubs have three pitchers. Great to hear from you, Ranji. Go Cubs, and down with St. Louis.
Thank you, Ben. Good to hear from you. I think the concern with Horton, as there is with any young pitcher, is like, I mean, you said it right there at the end, is wearing down, you know, breaking down and worrying about innings load and that sort of thing. So I think they're being pretty careful with him. But you still, to me, you want to have some insurance. Look, it's still a good offense, and I know that there are some people who really think they should do something at third base. I just don't. I'm not saying you don't upgrade if you have the opportunity and the cost is right. I just don't think that's the first thing you need to do. So I would like for them to address the rotation. I think it makes you stronger. I think you, if you can. And this isn't this is not a great analogy, but it's one that's popping into my mind now. And, you know, killing a fly with a sledgehammer. Yeah, I mean, you've heard that phrase before. Look, they're a good team. They're going to make the postseason. Maybe they're fine in the rotation. Maybe they would be okay. Maybe they do have three starters they could count on, but why not make it four? Why just do it. Just any arm you can put out there to help them, I think you have to do it. And I hope they don't get shut out in that regard. In fact, I don't think they're going to. I think they're going to make a deal. I think they're going to pick somebody up. But you can't not. In my opinion, you just can't not do it. Like, you have to acquire somebody. I appreciate the phone call, Ben. And the thing about the first game of series in the last five series not going well for them, I don't know if that is a trend that means anything. I don't necessarily know that there's something about the first game of a series that they just can't figure it out. I think it might just be coincidence. Maybe it's not. And we'll find out. We'll see as the weeks go on here. And if it happens again and then happens again after that, then maybe there's something to it. But I don't know what that thing would be. I don't know what it would be about the first game of a series that is causing them issues, but they're not having the same problems in games two or three. I couldn't even tell you. It wouldn't make a whole lot of sense for game one to matter that much, unless it's maybe that the pitching for them has just not lined up well in the first games of series. Do appreciate the phone call, however. Let's talk to Jimmy, who is in Beverly, and he's with us on The Score. Hi, Jimmy.
Hey, Ron. How you doing, buddy?
Good, man. How are you? Sox or Cubs?
There.
Are you there?
Yeah, I hear, buddy. Sorry about that.
Yeah, no worries. Are you a Sox fan or Cubs fan?
Yeah, buddy.
All right, here you go. Now say something nice about the Cubs.
Absolutely. The ladies' ensemble for the Cubs fans, off the easy, buddy.
Okay.
Smoke show. Right. So I just wanted to tell you that, but I appreciate everything, and go White Sox.
Well, I appreciate you. All right, so Jimmy did it. Thank you, man. I guess that's all. He just wanted to say something nice about the Cubs, and in this case, the female Cubs fans. So, ladies, Cubs fans, Jimmy has noticed. Whatever it is you're doing, he likes it. So, I guess keep doing that. Daniel in Chicago joins Hit and Run on The Score. Hi, Daniel.
Hey, what's going on? Good morning to you guys.
Same to you. Cubs or Sox?
Cubs fan.
All right. Now you got to say something nice about the White Sox.
Well, the one thing I have in mind good about the Sox is it's good to see them turn things around and build something.
Okay. Fair enough.
Well, that's it. Go Cubs, go.
Oh, that's it? That's all you... Okay. Sounds good, man. Look at this. People are just calling up just to be nice to the other team. I think this is a really good development. I'm proud of you. This series isn't the way it used to be. And we started the show talking about it. That, what, 15 years ago? Yeah, no, a little bit longer. 15 to 20 years ago, this series was, whew, man... Could be real rough, depending on the way the season was going. But you had two teams who were competitive a lot of those years. And when they were both competitive at the same time, this was like sphincter clinching time. Both of these series, South Side, North Side. And I'll tell you this, I miss those a lot. That's one of the things I miss most about covering the White Sox is being involved in the Crosstown series. Doing remotes from bars on the South Side or bars in Wrigleyville and just being around the bustle and the intensity of it. I miss all of that. Just really, really good stuff. Let's talk to John, who is visiting us from a vehicle, and he better be using a Bluetooth. Hello, John.
Yes, I am on a Bluetooth. That's correct.
There you go, John. You're driving safely.
Thank you. Before I make my comments, I want to compliment you. In this crazy world we live in, people want to bitch and moan and find things to find bad stuff about people and things and so on and so forth. You do a really good job. Way to go.
Oh, well, thank you. But I will say this, John. Sometimes bitching and moaning can be real cathartic. So, are you a Sox fan? Are you a Sox fan or Cubs fan?
Well, I told you, producer, I'm a rarity. For years and years, I'm a Chicago fan. I wore a shirt yesterday. Half of it was White Sox, half of it was Cubs. I follow both clubs. I could tell you the ERAs and the batting averages and the batting orders of both clubs. And when they play each other, I always win.
Okay. All right. So then I guess you don't have to say anything nice about either or say something nice about both.
I'm very pleased about the way the White Sox have been putting it together. I know it's going to be a struggle. I like the manager a lot. I like a lot of the new young players regarding the Cubs. I'm very happy about the way they're going. I just wish they wouldn't quite wear out the bullpen the way they do. Other than that, I'm fine.
Well, I tell you what, John, I appreciate that. Anything else you'd like to throw at me?
No, sir. You have a great day and a great weekend.
You too, my friend. That is John, driving carefully in his car, listening to The Score, and joining the show. So, yeah, look at it. I don't have a problem with, and I know that there are people a lot of people, actually, who will say absolutely not. When you ask them if it's okay to root for both teams in town, I have no problem with it. You know, I used to waver on it. I used to think, nah, you got to declare. You got to pick one. You can't do this both sides thing. But I think it's fine. If you can get enjoyment, because that's what sports is, isn't it? Just enjoying the product. It's an escape, right? For a lot of people. Sometimes it's more than that. But if you choose to consume baseball by enjoying the fact that it's there and you like both of these teams, even though they are inner city rivals, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I'm good with it. I just want you to be happy. Southside Jimmy is in Wrigleyville. Hello, Jimmy.
How are you? Good to let's hear you on the radio, Ranger.
Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate you. It's good to hear from you.
Good. So I did grow up on the South Side. I am a lifelong Cub fan, and I do have some nice things to say about the White Sox and their ballpark. First of all, we got to give credit where credit is due. They've got much better food and beverage options. So you got that going for you. If you're a Sox fan, if you want to go to the game, it's always a game day decision because there's always good seats still available. And they've always been ahead of us on the security curve because if a bomb were to go off in the upper deck, nobody would get hurt.
Okay. So these are called backhanded compliments.
Well, first
Jimmy,
one was legitimate.
That's what you've done. The first one was legitimate. The other two, you're just throwing shots. That's not what today is about. Today is about kindness and caring, maybe a little sharing too.
Well, I hope it's good baseball for everybody because even in the last, especially last year, I mean, even though the Cubs won all of them, every single one of them was a great game. I'm hoping for more of that.
Jimmy, I'm with you, man. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks for checking in. 312-644-6767. You can join us as well. Should we talk to Todd in DeKalb? I think we should. Todd with us on the Score. How's it going, Todd?
Good. How you doing? Hey, I'm a Cub fan, and I want to give Vargas, the first baseman for the White Sox, kind of a compliment. He seems like an okay dude. Maybe he got a bad rap when he got hit by a pitch from, what's his name for the Cubs? I don't know if you remember that or not, but Vargas seems like a pretty good guy. Also, I want to say something about the Cubs. They've been kind of flat lately. I wonder if that has to do with Tucker's been in a slump for 2 or 3 weeks, and I just wonder if once he gets going, if things will be back to normal because they just haven't been the same since he's been in a slump.
Yeah, I think, and I appreciate the phone call, Todd. I think it'll end up being okay. Are you concerned about it? Like long term, I'm talking like, you know, beyond beyond the current times. Like, I mean, do you think in a few weeks it's still going to be this way? I guess we lost Todd. I'm sorry, Todd.
We did.
I am
lose
told
Todd.
That we did. I am told that we absolutely have to talk to Frank. Frank is with us on Hit and Run. Hello, Frank.
How are you guys? I've been on before. You guys are great. First of all, one smart, real comment about the last guy, about the upper deck joke. He should talk. The greatest choke artists in the history of baseball are Cubs. I'll just give you 5 seasons, 69, 84, 89, and 2003. So this guy should talk about nothing about the White Sox. Number two, the White Sox have to get rid of Roberts. They got to throw him off the upper deck, shoot him. Cut him, eat his salary. He's a cancer on this team. And he's
a cancer?
He's a cancer on the team. Yes, he is, okay?
Huh.
This guy won't play with the – well, I'm going to give you my reason I'm saying that. I grew up in the 50s. I know it's a different time. This guy's supposed to be showcasing himself. Play, get out there and play. You got a little abductor. Just get out there and play. DH, do something. But no. How long are you going? Didn't you learn nothing from Moncada? Stuck with this guy for years, and other ball players, this guy, listen, I hope he goes to the Yankees and hits 400. But he's not going to do it on the south side of Chicago. He's just not going to do it. 5-tool player when he came up. The next Mike Trout, give me a break, okay? He's the next Mike whoever, but not with the White Sox. So get rid of him. And my suggestion to the Sox is keep these young pitchers. Keep them.
All right. Frank, so, I need you to say something nice about the Cubs now. Hey, hold on, Frank. You got to say something nice about the Cubs.
The nicest thing about the Cubs I could say is that in 1969,
oh boy,
when they had a 7.5 game lead in August, they blew the division.
Frank,
what else could I say? When I grew up, let me explain something. When I grew up,
I can't wait to hear it.
You hated the one and loved the other, vice versa. If you said this is a liberal country we live in, if you said you liked both teams in the 50s and 60s, you got beat up. You hated one and loved the other. This is what we wanted. My buddy Al, who's a great Cub fan, maybe the best of all, called me up the night the Sox won the pennant, wished me luck in the World Series. I hung up. I says, call me back. Tell me you want the Sox to lose 4 games in a row. I don't need no luck from a Cub fan. And
why not?
But anyway, that's
your buddy. Your buddy, Frank, that's your friend. He cared about you. He cared about your happiness.
I didn't wish him luck in 2016. Another thing I tell him to bust his chops, remember, if that 16 team played the 05 Sox teams, they lose in 5 games. Cubs never seen pitching like the Sox had in 05. And plus, Cleveland had 2 of their starting pitchers out for that series, and they still took them to 7 games. So, anyway, but you guys are great. I love listening to your show. Even though it's a Cub station, I'll never leave you guys.
Well, Frank, I appreciate it, man. Thank you. Well, take care, man. Look, Frank, he's set in his ways, and I'm going to let him have that. He did not understand the assignment, though. I said, say something nice about the other team, and all he could say was they blew a 7.5 game lead. That's okay, guys. Listen, most of you have understood. You have to say something nice about the other team.
Man, there's something about calling the station and being named Frank where you just like, there are no rules when you pick up that phone,
dude,
right?
No. You got to be real careful with Franks.
You know all about it, obviously.
Oh, man, the Franks and the Bobs.
Oh, boy. Oof. You never want to run down a Bob, especially on I-80. Oh, boy.
Oh, my. Oh, yeah, down that corridor? No, come on. You can't be dealing with all that. But, Frank, I appreciate the phone call.
We love the passion.
That's the kind of... Well, I'm going to tell you something. That is the kind of call that I miss. You don't quite get that with the market that I'm in now. My permanent job is in St. Louis doing a talk show down here. And I don't get a lot of Franks who call in. It's a little different down here.
So you get your fill here, right? That's why you come and host over here. You get a couple Franks in.
This is exactly why I do this. It's not because they give me money to do it. It's because I get to talk to people like Frank. I will say this. I love the passion that people have for their teams, even if it manifests in crazy ways or angry ways. As long as you're not hurting anybody else. I mean, don't physically assault somebody or, don't commit battery. Don't use slurs. Don't be a real jerk. But you can be mean. That's okay.
No, Frank had it all under control. That's exactly what we want, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, hell, he told you. In the 50s, if you said you liked both the Cubs and the Sox, get your ass kicked. I don't know if that's true or not.
But I trust Frank.
Frank says it.
And I'm not going to disagree with him either.
The hell, I'm not either. Did you hear him? He might kick our asses. Appreciate the phone call. 312-644-6767. We have John Birdie coming up. He's going to join the show, infielder for the Cubs. And we're going to still take your phone call. So if you're on hold, stick around if you feel like doing that. And we'll be talking more about this Cubs-Sox series. The finale is happening today at Rate Field on the south side of Chicago. It's a special day This is a special day. You got the Crosstown Series happening. You got the Hall of Fame induction happening. What a great baseball day it is. What a great day to be hanging out with you. Chris Ranji filling in for Matt Spiegel, who's doing pre and post. We will be talking to Spiegs. That is coming up at 12 o'clock. Before we get to that, we will continue to talk about the Cubs and the Sox. Jim DeShays will be with us at 11. Mike Farron from MLB Network Radio will be with us at 11:40. We'll talk trade deadline, which is coming up on Thursday. What he thinks both teams are going to do, what he thinks the division race is going to look like in the final 2 months of the season with the Cubs and Brewers right there neck and neck. All of that coming up on the show today. Chris Ranji, thanks for being with us on the
screen. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Score.
Here's Sujacy at the plate. He hits a ground ball off of Birdie. Now he'll flip to third base, and he's out! Well, that's one thing about having an infielder pitch. He can play the position, certainly.
Great awareness, flips with his free hand. Burleson trying to get around Turner. Turner did a good job of making Burleson have to angle around him in the bang-bang tag, but that's good baseball right there because Birdie did not have a play at first base. Get a little more behind that baseball.
And this should end it. Brujan is there at left, and the Cubs win on a day where they set a franchise record, hitting 8 home runs. Talk about fireworks on the 4th of July. We saw plenty today, and the first-place Cubs wallop their arch rivals, the Cardinals, 11-3 as they fly the W here at Wrigley Field.
That's our guy, Wayne Randazzo, Apple TV Plus. And we continue the show today. Hit and Run, Chris Ranji in for Matt Spiegel. It'll be the Cubs and Sox from Wright Field. That's happening today, 12:35 for our pregame show and a 1:10 first pitch on the south side. We go to the guest line at the moment, and we bring in John Birdie, infielder for the Cubs. He plays a little outfield as well. John Birdie joins the show. It's good to talk to you, John. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Well, happy to have you today. And so now you're getting a taste of what this Cubs Sox rivalry is like. I know you weren't here for the years where it used to get really salty, but what is this series like? And being involved, what is it like for you?
It's been awesome. Took care of business at home earlier this season, and looking to take the series here today. So big one today coming up, but it's been a lot of fun, and to see the fans come out and place was rocking the last couple of nights. So we're expecting a good turnout again today, I'm sure, and should be fun.
Yeah, and having this series, regardless if it's, like you said, the place was pretty hopping yesterday on the south side. It doesn't matter if it's there or if it's on the north side. This is one of those series that there's always, you know, a decent amount of intensity, at least, regardless of where the teams are. So playing in front of the Wrigley Field crowd, when you've got a series like this, or the highlight we just played against the Cardinals, what is it? And you played in New York, so I mean, you like to play in front of intense crowds. What is this one like on the north side compared to those?
Oh, I love playing at Wrigley. The fans, man, they always come out and they're there to have a good time and watch some good baseball. And it's been a lot of fun to do it on a regular basis. Obviously, I've done it in years past as a road player, and always enjoyed Wrigley, but fans always come out, and they come on the road too. So no matter where we are, they seem to come out and support us, and it's been a huge help for us.
John, you know, you play the infield, you've been playing a lot of third base. You can play in the outfield too. What do you prefer to do, and how do you stay ready to go regardless of where they ask you to play as a utility guy?
Yeah, I kind of get asked that question a lot of, you know, where I like to play the most. And honestly, it's whatever I'm playing kind of more of. You know, whenever you play more of any position, you find, you know, that you're more comfortable in that spot. So recent years, it's been a lot more third base, which has been good. I enjoy the hot corner, just the reaction time that, you know, takes and all that. But, you know, to stay prepared for it, honestly, it's just preparation. So getting my work in at various positions throughout the week, depending on kind of where I haven't hit a spot in a while, kind of take some fly balls or take some ground balls in some different spots. So that's the best way you can stay ready. And then just trust that when you do get in there, that I've done it before. And so I'm, you know, looking at some success.
It's interesting you say that about where you prefer to play, and that it's about, you know, whichever one you get reps at. So is it really just about getting the opportunity to be there and getting comfortable and getting into sort of a routine?
Yeah, I think so. Every position has kind of different cues and different thought processes and stuff. And obviously I'm continuing to learn, but I've learned a lot about each position over the years, just getting experience all over. So the more you're able to play in one spot, the more those kind of instincts and reactions and thought processes kind of come out, and more likely you're going to have success.
We know just from watching that this is a good Cubs team. This is a playoff caliber team, and maybe a deep playoff run caliber team. What is something about the clubhouse, the atmosphere, the makeup of the team? What is there that we don't know that you think Cubs fans or baseball watchers should know?
It's just how close of a group we have. We enjoy coming to the ballpark every day and being with each other and hanging out outside of the ballpark as well. And honestly, I was obviously the new guy coming in, or one of the new guys, and I think it started in spring training, the way we kind of got to know each other. And then obviously going to Japan, we would have loved to win one or two of those games, but I think it was a really great bonding experience for our group, and I think we got to know each other a lot quicker than some teams may have, and we've really built on that, and it just makes it that much more enjoyable for us to go to the yard every day and to go out and perform.
Yeah, it's sort of old news by now, because that series is a long time ago, and things have been a lot different since then. But playing overseas, you know, starting the season earlier than everybody else did, and having weird start times for you, and then having to adjust to all of that. How much of an effect do you think that really had once you got past that and into the first parts of the season?
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it from day one. Basically, council kind of, you know, we just need to embrace it. It's a different schedule. Obviously, it's a tough way to start a season necessarily, but we didn't want to look at it that way. We looked at it as an opportunity and an opportunity to grow as a team. And just to embrace it. And I think we did that, and I think it helped us kind of hit the ground running again once the season kind of resumed there in Arizona. And I think we kind of took off from there, and we, for the most part all year, felt like we've been playing some good baseball.
Talking with Cubs infielder John Birdie with us on 670 The Score. You know, you've stolen a lot of bases in your career. You've hit a lot of leadoff. And do you think it matters where you hit in the order in terms of being able to utilize your speed? Would you prefer to be at the top? Does it matter if you're in the middle or at the bottom? How do you see that role?
No, it doesn't really bother me too much where I hit in the order or anything like that. I think no matter where you are, the game is going to kind of dictate when is a good time to run, when's a good time to let the guy hit or all that. So I don't get too caught up in where I'm at in the order. I just try to do my best to execute and play my style of baseball and allow the game to kind of dictate, you know, where what I'm doing.
Do you pay much attention to what other teams are doing or where the Cubs are, your team is in the standings relative to everybody else?
I mean, it's not something that I don't think any of us really get too wrapped up in because we can't control what other teams are doing, but obviously things, and you're aware of where you're at in the standings and who's around you and stuff like that, obviously. And our goal is to obviously win the division and get to the playoffs and eventually win a World Series. But with those goals in mind, I think to get there, you have to focus on what you're doing day by day, making sure you're getting your work in, executing, being ready one pitch at a time and all that. So I think that's how you end up getting to the goals that you have. But it's not something that we're constantly fixated on of worrying about what other teams are doing, because we know what kind of group we have, and if we take care of what we can control, then we're going to be in a good spot.
You know, you mentioned being ready, and on an individual level, players got to be ready, especially somebody like you who is not starting every single day. So you have to know, you know, you got to know when to be ready, right? What sort of manager is Craig Counsell like in that way, in the communication and what he tells you his expectations are of you or how he plans to use you ahead of time? How does that work with him?
Yeah, I think I've been around this game long enough and been in this role before where basically I prepare every day like I'm going to be in there. So I prepare for that day starting pitcher. You never know what can happen throughout the day, during the game. And then from there, it's preparing myself for potentially a pinch hit situation or obviously a pinch run situation. And then recently, kind of a pitching situation too. So hopefully I don't get many more of those opportunities just because normally that's when we're down by quite a bit. But you know, you just do your best to stay ready and so that when your name is called and when Counts needs me for something, that I'm prepared and ready to go.
I know that being in the bullpen is a little different than being in the dugout, and we always hear stories about the crazy stuff that goes on in the bullpen. So your experience is different. You're in the dugout, which I'm imagining is a little more subdued because the coaching staff is in there. So what is there somebody in the dugout that is entertaining, or are you that person?
No, J-Mo's pretty good. He's pretty good for some entertainment, but I think we just have a good group, and yeah, we just enjoy being around each other. So I think the dugout, we're intense and we're focused, and you know, we're ready to go, but at the same time we have a good group and we can joke around a little bit and take the pressure off of anything that might be going on. So I think it's a good mix.
All right, John Birdie, infielder for the Cubs, joining us. We appreciate your time. As we say goodbye, I know you're from Michigan. Does that mean you are a Lions fan?
Yes, I am. So I used to kind of say it under my breath a little bit back, you know, when I was growing up, because of usually how bad they were. But now I can kind of say it with a little more pride here. So.
Are you sad about Ben Johnson?
Yeah, that was a tough one. Chicago got a good one, so happy for you guys in that sense. But you know, hopefully, Lions still have a really good roster and a really good offense, and I'm sure there'll be some bumps in the road along the way as they transition into a new coordinator. But hopefully they can get back on track soon.
Look, John, I don't want you to be distracted by the reality. The Lions have probably seen their last playoff game because the Bears are going to win the division, you know, for the next 10 years. I want you to stay on task. I want you to just keep your head down, do your work, play well for the Cubs. Don't let the Lions' bad run, which is about to start, affect you. Okay.
We'll focus first on getting a championship back to Chicago, and then we'll go from there. We'll figure
there
out
you go, man. John, appreciate the conversation. Thank you, and good luck today.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
John Birdie, infielder for the Cubs, joining us here on 670 The Score. Man, it must suck to be a Lions fan now. You lost your head coach. Nothing's looking up anymore. It's all downhill from here, right? I'm Chris Ranji, filling in for Matt Spiegel. He's got pre- and post-game coverage for Cubs baseball today. He'll be there, Zach Zaidman and Ron Coomer. We had a few people who have texted in worried about Pat, wondering where Pat is. He just got the weekend off. It's no big deal. He's all right. He'll be back, wants to be back for the Brewers series, and that is what is going to happen. So don't you worry. Our guy Pat will be back with you soon. This is The Score, 312-644-6767. I'm Chris Ranji filling in. Would love to talk to you. And don't forget that when you call into the show today, you have to tell me which team is yours, and then you have to say something nice about the other team or their fans, and you need to be sincere. Okay? 312-644-6767. Chris Ranji on Hit and Run on the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Score.
Well, with one out, here is Richie Allen. Allen has faced Lindy McDaniel many times in the National League. There's a long drive, deep center, way back, it might be. It could be. Hey, almost into the net. Holy cow. Richie Allen hit one into the center field stand. I almost got it with my net. It hit a fan's hand right in front of me.
We're back. back with more Hit and Run with host Chris Ronji on The Score.
Man, I love old baseball highlights. That's Crash with a home run. Dick Allen, MVP for the White Sox in 1972, 37 home runs that season, and drove in 113, and he is being inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame today. And it stinks because you've got Dick Allen, you have Dave Parker, CC Sabathia, Ichiro, and Billy Wagner all going in today. And for Parker and Allen, it stinks, man. It sucks that you've got guys who've passed away and are not going to get to experience being inducted into the Hall of Fame, because it is such a terrific honor. And you just wish these guys could have seen it. But this will be a fun day. The induction ceremony is happening this afternoon as the Cubs and White Sox finish up their series at Rate Field on the South Side. We got the pregame show with Matt Spiegel at 12:35. He's going to join the show at 12 o'clock. We'll get a little preview with our guy Spiegs, the regular host of this show. I'm Chris Ronji, hanging out in the meantime. Let's get a quick call in. We'll talk to Dale in Niles, Michigan. Hello, Dale.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, my friend. How are you? Cubs or Sox?
Good. Well, you know, I'm Cubs, and so in the summer of 69, I was 13 years old, and since the Cubs played day games, we already knew the outcome of the game, and as the Cubs were blowing it, which they were very nice to us, but anyway. Okay.
But that is a nice thing to like say. That's a nice thing to say.
Yeah. Your friend Frank, he was very frank with us, because back then it was that way. You had to be one or the other. If you lived in Chicagoland, you did not love both teams.
You were getting beat up if you didn't pick one?
Just taunted. No, you had to pick one. The argument was, who's better, the Cubs or the Sox? Well, the Cubs would have a better record one year than the Sox. Then the friend that was a Sox fan said, well, that's because they play in the minor leagues, because that was the National League. And so the argument never ended. But it was always fun. And what I like right now is that the Sox, their team got, just disintegrated like the Cubs team has, recently. And so we share these experiences. And so I just want to see these good young players get better and just get good players. And I might be able to root for the Sox.
Okay. Well, you know what? I don't care what happened back in the 50s and 60s, Dale. Let me just tell you this. If you want to root for both teams, you go right ahead and do that. If you can bring yourself to do it, and that's what you want, you are more than welcome. You can consume baseball however you want. How do you feel about that? You have permission.
I feel good, but just don't let no one pick at my scab, okay?
Okay. No, I can't guarantee what other people are going to do. I can encourage them not to. How about that?
No, the best thing is let our scars heal. And, it's great. We have two good teams, and I like to see the Sox grow just like we're seeing the Cubs grow, and they're kind of getting there, right? So,
yeah,
good for Chicago.
Thank you, Dale. I appreciate it. Enjoy the baseball today.
Thank you. Me too.
That is Dale joining us. Yeah. Bye. Man, I have so much love for Chicago and this series and the fan bases. And when there is more animosity, that was fun. And it's also pretty cool too when, there's not as much. You're so lucky in Chicago to have two baseball teams. Just so lucky. And I swear to God, nobody better text in or call in and say, yeah, you got two teams for now. Just wait till they move to Nashville. That's not going to happen. Sox aren't going anywhere. At least I don't think they are. They're going to have new ownership in the next few years. They're going to stay in Chicago. But it's such a wonderful thing to have two baseball teams. It really is. So lucky to have that. Only, four markets in the country have that? New York, L.A., Chicago, Oakland, Bay Area. Well, I guess actually that's changed now, hasn't it, too? Well, Oakland A's are gone. So three markets, but very, very lucky in Chicago to have this. When we come back, we're going to talk to analyst on the TV side for your Chicago Cubs, Jim DeShays. He will join the show when we come back. I'm Chris Ranji with you. Thanks for listening in to Hit and Run on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.